AM in West Africa is still big. It's still very big.
That's Garth Kennedy, the station director for TWR's powerful radio station in West Africa. Hi there, I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. Garth, from your transmitting site in West Africa, TWR broadcasts in 22 languages into at least 9 countries using an AM or medium wave signal. But the question is, are the people of West Africa listening?
AM in West Africa is still big. It's still very big. Primarily, the very first item people who have money would like to buy once they've satisfied the needs of food is a radio. Most people in the country don't have a proper power supply, so there is no electricity for most of the people in the country. So owning a television, first of all, is too expensive. Secondly, there is no power source for it. So that's where the radio comes in. Most people in villages and rural areas outside the cities will listen to radio. Even within the towns, people traditionally always sat in the evenings, listened to radios. So radio listenership is very good. It's actually pretty high in our part of the world. The one blessing with our frequency, and we never realized it till later, is our frequency is very close to VOA in that part of the world.
VOA, that's Voice of America.
Yes. People are always wanting news. And so we often get listener reports, people going to look for VOA, stumbling on TWR, and then just sticking there because they are getting a message in their heart language. And not just in English, but they're getting a message in their heart language. And that makes a big difference.
God is using TWR, Transworld Radio, to make an eternal difference in the lives of many West Africans. To learn more about TWR's ministry in West Africa, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.